Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. It's about as frustrated as I've been. I mean, we have got to execute. You cannot have a 10-3 game in the seventh inning and give up 11 runs. It's just... we got to be better.
Why don't we take a listen to, did you see Shelton after the game, Paul? Did you hear it?
I watched it.
He said he watched it.
I watched it on what do we call now? Pittsburgh Sportsnet.
Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Sportsnet Pittsburgh. I watched it.
I hadn't seen him this frustrated, this flummoxed, this sort of snippy with reporters. In his whole career.
I mean, I think the toughest part about it is, in his defense, okay? In his defense, and there's a lot of games that we can pick apart. There's a lot of games we can say, well, he didn't do this right or he didn't do that right. You have a 7-run lead. And Aroldis Chapman and David Bednar give up 8 runs together.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, those are your two best guys down there.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't even know how much of this whole thing is his fault. I honestly don't know, but surely some of it is. And the bottom line is it doesn't matter anymore. It's just, it's...
No, I agree. I'm just saying, yesterday...
It's just not survivable. I agree with you.
I don't think you... all, if you're a coach, you throw your players under the bus, you know, all the time... But I didn't have a problem with him saying we have to find a way to close out these games. You know, he didn't specifically mention Bednar or whatever, but...
No, he was asked about Bednar, and I thought...
Yeah.
Was blatantly honest about it. What stood out more to me, and let's play it now, is just the level of utter frustration and the little bit of snapping back at reporters, which I've never seen much of from Shelty in his entire time here. Here he was.
Joe, just a question for you before we get into it. You want the full Shelton or do you want the
cut-up
piece?
Let's hear the full.
Here's the full.
Yeah, he had no command of the secondary stuff. Had to throw fastballs, you know. I mean, we almost got out of it. Alika made a hell of a play, and we almost got out of it. IKF would have had to have made a good play, but, I mean, we have to cover. We have a 10-3 lead in the seventh. We have to cover the game. Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. It's about as frustrated as I've been. I mean, we have got to execute. You cannot have a 10-3 game in the seventh inning and give up 11 runs. It's just, we got to be better. I don't know about the last three, but today, I mean, it's right up there. I mean, I don't know if I've been as pissed as I am right now. I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. probably a little fresh.
Hold on. That was the Noah Constrictor piping in on Bednar.
Do we have him today by any chance? Noah Constrictor? That was tremendous.
What did he ask? What are they going to do? What are they going to do with Bednar?
Yeah, what are you going to do with
Bednar? We were asking that question in April. Go back to that and the Noah Constrictor getting his talk about getting the head of the snake there. Shelty stepped right on it. Let's hear that one again. Can we, Limits?
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. Probably a little fresh.
Probably a little fresh.
A little fresh there. Salt in the wound.
But the Noah Constrictor came back for more. Let's keep playing it.
He did a good job. He threw the ball to the right base. I mean, a good throw to the plate. You know, he's going to have to learn how to long hop. I mean, it kind of short hopped. But, I mean, the other times he threw the ball to the right base, he had, what, two fly balls. He did a nice job. Yeah, Skeen should have been back there. You know, it's one of those things, like, not having looked at the replay of the hop. I mean, we probably got to give him a longer hop. But like we talked about with O'Neill, there's going to be growing pains in terms of learning how to use that. Who's that? O'Neill, yeah, he's been good. I mean, he had four hits yesterday, sacrificed fly. I mean, offensively, he's been swinging about. He's had a really good month, you know, overall. He swung the bat really well.
Is it a bit of a cruel irony that I think it was covered with the game time and the game go-ahead? If it's two short stuff off, I can't go up, but a ball, O'Neill might have been able to get two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't speculate on that. Don't speculate on what we're going to catch and what we're not going to catch.
What did you guys like more about the matchup against that record compared to...
Just the fact it's right on right. You know, Crow Armstrong has handled the ball at the top of the zone. Both he and Yaz came out just with heat-related stuff.
Kelvin, what's your concern level, bigger picture, on the direction of this team, 19 of 26, something like that, a series like this? Can you just wash it, or do you have to kind of...
I'm not washing it. Yeah. My concern level is we got to finish games. We look at the games we've lost in August, it's because we have not finished games. I mean, how many of these games have we had the lead? How many of these games have we been one strike away, one pitch away? So, yeah, we got to figure out how to finish games. No, there's no complacency. It's execution. We got it.
That was Gormie the Owl, who also, Shelty's going after all the animals. The Noah Constrictor, Gormie the Owl.
It was Mackie, the Mackie planner, that asked the first question that really lit the planner on fire.
What did Gormie just ask?
Complacency, it's execution.
How about complacency?
We got to execute. We're not executing. If you don't execute at the end of games, you don't win games. That's what's happened to us in August. It's what we did a really good job of in June and July, so we need to figure it out.
You think all those close games in June and July?
Here comes the Noah
Constrictor.
We play
close games
again.
All the time. I mean, you would hope it would.
Go back. The Noah Constrictor came back for more, Paul. He asked it all those. What did he ask?
What he asked was, all the times that the bullpen was used at the beginning of the season and the middle portion of the season, do you think that's the reason why they're taxed right now and not being able to effectively pitch?
So he recoiled at the first one when Shelty stepped on his head, but he came back and had one more bite in him. Let's hear that again.
Do you think
all those close games in June and July kind of taxed your bullpen?
Nah, we play close games all the time. I mean, and you would hope it would prepare them for something like that instead of tax them, because we've been in those situations.
Grandal?
Yeah, I think we'll find out. It was a heat illness, you know, like a heat-related thing. I thought he did a good job. I mean, he struggled early, you know, and gave up the runs and then had to sit for three long innings because of the fact offensively we had a really good game. And then we extended the lead. I mean, that's a time where you should be able to take a guy out where you're trying to make sure that, you know, you're being thoughtful about his innings with the lead that we had. And that's a game we have to finish, and we didn't finish it.
Wow. I hadn't heard him quite like that, but that was equal parts eye-opening and sort of entertaining in a way, Paul, I have to say.
I was in a Dave Wonstadt press conference once where Kevin Gorman, Gormie the Owl, asked him something he didn't like, and he came and answered and said, "You do understand that, right, Kevin?"
So who said that?
Moani. So for the rest of the season, we gave... Anytime we wanted to bust Kevin's chops, we'd be like, "You do understand that, right, Kevin?" So
we've all been there. You got to come back for more. I love the Noah Constrictor.
Yes,
I love that.
What did he say? We haven't decided anything, Noah, or whatever. What did he say? We haven't decided anything, Noah.
Oh, this is good. Pete Prisco thinks the Steelers are going to be the worst team in the division, Paul. Did you see that?
Why is that?
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah.
Because of their roster, their quarterbacks, their injuries, their schedule. That's not that outlandish of a prediction, is it? I think they'll be third in the division.
Well, I don't know what Cincinnati's going to be, especially with what's going on with Ja'Marr Chase in, out. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? What's going on with him?
Sounds like he's going to sign.
His defense, their defense, you know, they rebuild it, but we'll see what happens. The Browns, it's 100% about, you know, Deshaun Watson,
who just restructured his deal. Yeah, I think the Steelers will finish ahead of the Browns. I still think, in spite of all the stuff we're saying today, that they could win 10 games with Russell Wilson. But man, all of a sudden, over the last week to 10 days, with the offensive line situation, the Atlanta game becomes a lot trickier. Plus, the Falcons made some interesting additions to their team late here.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
412-928-9370. We have John Parrotto coming up in the show. We have Chris Carter talking about Pitt football, college football in general, Jeff Hathorn. Paul, we're going to have to take a turn here. We're going to do a little college football time capsule coming up next.
Are we going to have the college football music playing underneath?
Oh, I have it.
Let's do it.
Well, at least we can play that, huh? Let's do it. Yes,
we're allowed to play that.
Fan Twitter.
Just got to make sure that we're done by 1:51 and 35 seconds.
Brought to you, of course, we started today at 10:04. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We want you back after this to talk more Pittsburgh sports. This can be a very stressful time of year. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Very simple to schedule, and you're in very good hands with the experts at UPMC. Really important stuff. Get your heart checked. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Paul, you have a new flow read coming up here momentarily. So let's dive into college football. You can sort of feel football in the air here, and we're going to get started. West Virginia, Penn State, Pitt, all in action, two of them against each other in Morgantown this weekend. Let's do predictions. We've got all kinds of over and unders. We're going to get it all on the record so we can hear how horrible we did come late November. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.